As we know that there is a pasuk that says tefila le'ani ki atuf velifnei Hashem yishpoch sichot, that when a person wants to pray, we are supposed to be beggars in the house of Hashem. That means just like a beggar, tamamash tachanunim yedaber rosh, that a person who is poor and a pauper, he comes with tachanunim, with supplication, with begging. That's the language that a person is supposed to use when we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the question is, however, when it comes to praying for Kelal Israel, Abu Rabbim, would you be allowed to be demanding? Or that would be also major prohibition. Generally, that even by leaders of Kelal Israel, is a general principle that a person is supposed to be also requesting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Betachanunim. However, we see, a few times that... Let's say when it comes to leaders of Kelal Yisrael, and Afilu Nevi'im, Moshe Rabbeinu being, that he came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with another type of a language. So this is the question over here. He says, Kol mi shemavakesh tzorche tzibur, when he comes to request any tzorche tzibur, he is, what type of relationship, what type of action should he take? He says, when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, we see in Parashat Shemot, Lama Hareota Lama Ze. As we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was asked by Moshe Rabbeinu, why did you send me to come to Egypt? From the time that I came to Egypt, they not make the situation of Kelal Yisrael better, it even became worse. Lama Hareota Lama Ze. Why did you send me? Why did you do evil? Mamash, this is a major question. Hareot alam azeh means, why did you do evil to this nation? So that was the question of Moshe to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Bichsham, the Midrash says, Bichsham midat hadin livkua be Moshe. Midat hadin means the court system that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has up above, the malachim. That of midat hadin, which means the exact justice, they came to demand that Chalil Bechas, Moshe Rabbeinu should be punished because of the language that what he used. Kivan Shera HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bishvil Yisrael Hu Omer, Lo Paga Bo Midat Hadin. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that he is doing it for Kelal Yisrael's sake, so then he stopped the Midat Hadin from punishing Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore, in general, the Midrash says, Afilu Ha'ever, Afilu Hediyot, Im Omer Lechavero Kazeh. So if a person, simple person, let's say, would have this type of an approach to another individual, so the other one would get hurt. So that means you would not just allow anybody to talk to you that way. So how can it be that a person should come and demand from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the sake of Kelal Yisrael this way and not expect to be punished? So this is because of the fact lo bichshu tova le'atzman ela al kelal Yisrael. It's not that they are demanding for themselves; they are demanding for kelal Yisrael. And he writes Tiferet Shlomo of Shlomo Kohen, being one of the gedolei achasidut about 150 years ago, in his commentary to Torah, he writes ki retzon Hashem itbarach sheye manhig gadur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does want, and this is his interest, that the leaders of the generation are supposed to be le'orer rachamim al bnei Yisrael. Ve'lo lachus al kibod abore levat. Don't be concerned as a leader only about the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we are certain times, as a leader, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants le'orer rachamim, and even if it would be in a language, le'orer rachamim, which means to awaken mercy, and even if it would be in a language that perhaps is not so much honorable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of the fact that they are ultimately caring for the future destiny of Kelal Yisrael. So Beit Elohim is the Sefer of the Mabit about 500 years ago, at the time of the Beit Yosef. So he writes, Ein ra'ui le'itpalel me'ashem itbarach derech chiyuv ve'hechrech. Don't force God in anything. Ela derech bakasha v'tachanunim. Only begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reconsider, etc. He says, because we know the famous story of Choni HaMa'agal. Choni HaMa'agal was also, imagine one of the early Tanaim, that he was also, one time there was no rain, and he made מעגל, חוני המעגל, which means he made a מעגל, which means he made a circle, and he stood in the middle of the circle, and he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, here it is, listen here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not moving from this circle that I just made, till you send rain. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, this is not the type, I want much more. So tremendous amount of rain came, no, this is also no good, make it comfortable type of a rain. So this is the, that means he was too demanding, even though that he did it for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the sake of Kelal Yisrael, but nevertheless, it was too demanding. So at that time, the leader of the generation was Shimon ben Shatach. So he said, Ilemali choni ata, gozrani alecha nidui. I would have put you in excommunication if I wouldn't have known what type of personality that you have, that you care too much for Kelal Yisrael. But this is the way to talk. So a person should know that he is putting himself, could be through Midat Adin, at risk, his own life, his own bodily needs, his own situation could be at risk, but at the same time it could be that the leaders of Kelal Yisrael could be also putting him in excommunication, and Choni HaMa'agel would have been placed in excommunication, but being that Shimon ben Shatach knew him and knew that he means well for the sake of Kelal Yisrael and didn't put him in excommunication. So therefore he writes as follows. Al tomar kiblu da'ati. The Mishnah in Avot says, don't say kiblu da'ati, which means accept my opinion. What do you mean? He says, not only does it refer to the litigants when they come to the Bet Din, that nobody should say, oh, accept my opinion. What do you mean? So he says, not only referring to litigants, as Haral et Tzaddiq, is even a warning to a Tzaddiq of the generation, that he could have within his power to be mevatel gezerot av HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the decrees of Hashem. He says, nevertheless, hu mevatel she'al yidchok atzmo kiblu da'ati, that he should demand from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, accept my opinion. That afilu, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gozer sadiq mevatel et gezerot shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sadiq had it within power to be mevatel the decrees of Hashem, but it should not be in such a fashion. A person should not be demanding, tachanunim yila berosh, a person should come with supplication, with begging, rather than any other way and system.